In a test of nerves, both India and Pakistan are locked in an ongoing military standoff to test each other's resolve. This resolve is built in a broad strategic environment driven by the two great powers, China and the United States. Both powers hold the major cards and drive the moves on the regional chessboard on which both India and Pakistan act as pawns. Both India and Pakistan play a subordinate role to these larger regional and global powers in their bilateral relationship as well as in the regional conflicts. The U.S. views the geopolitical competition in the region as a competition between the free and the regressive vision of the world. But that is the U.S. version of the competition. The Chinese version is different. China views a definite shift in the balance of power between itself and the U.S., which has continued for the last few decades but has now reached a culminating point. Today, China views this balance of power as a strategic stalemate, a state in which both countries wield comparable power. The U.S. supports India's leadership role in the region as a counterweight to China and to prevent China from reordering the Indo-Pacific region to its advantage. This American patronage of India is as good a reality as the Chinese patronage of Pakistan. It is in this context that one must view the current grand strategies of not only the U.S. and China but also of Pakistan and India as the subordinates of these two great powers. Put simply, any grand strategy is the use of power by any state to secure its interests. When the strategic interests of Pakistan and India are aligned with those of China and the U.S., respectively, then there is sound logic in believing that the grand strategies of both Pakistan and India are part of the overall regional grand strategies of the two great powers. The U.S. grand strategy in the region encompasses preventing Asia from being dominated by a single or collation of hegemons, using India to strengthen the U.S. strategic standing in the region, supporting India in its ACT-East policy by helping it expand its leverage over the Indian Ocean Rim states, and preventing a large-scale conflict between Pakistan and India. China's grand strategy in the region is built around the concept of preventing any damage to its economic rise in the region. Both China and India are rising powers, and both rely on seaborne trade and import of energy as two big aspects that sustain their economy, and both rely on transiting Indian Ocean. Hence, dominating the Indo-Pacific is not a choice but a built-in strategic necessity for China as a shield against America's growing presence and interest in the region, and for India as an American ally to prevent that from happening. In the immediate context, China faces an economic warfare unleashed by the current Trump administration.